Write down, if you will, greater things. Greater things. And go, if you will, to John 14, 15. Has anybody been keeping up with the Bible reading? We've been in Acts for quite a few days now. I try to stay a couple days ahead just in case something comes up and I don't have time to get into. So we're still in Acts tomorrow yet. It's so good to take one chapter and just stay there. You say, well, only one chapter? Well, if you read one chapter a day and you read it slow and you ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you, God is always going to. That's how it works. He's in our heart and he's in our life. The young people from the school back here just got back from a national conference. And the kids did well, I understand. Some awards. One young lady got honored for remembering the entire book of Proverbs. Not one chapter. I don't even want to talk to her. I mean, oh, my goodness. You talk about getting the word in and going there. John 14, 12. This is an awesome scripture. He says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works. Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he's getting ready to share that he's going to be leaving and the Holy Spirit is going to be coming. And that's the reason we can do greater works. Let me read that again. Now this is you. If you're born again, by internet, if you're born again, if you're not born again and you're here or by internet, all you have to do is just believe that Jesus died, rose again, and he took care of your sins. You're forgiven. Then you have what I'm reading. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. Now, let's stop right there a minute. What works did he do? Well, he healed the sick. He cast out demons. He raised the dead from the grave. Guess what? You and I can do the same thing. It's awful quiet in this place. And it says, and greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. It goes on then in verse 15, he says, if you love me and obey me, in other words, if you believe the truth, believe the word, I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate. He's talking about the Holy Spirit coming and living inside of you. I have always been a church goer, but I was involved in a church that never talked about the Holy Spirit. Heard about Jesus, knew about God, knew there was three, but didn't understand because I never heard about the third. And when they talked about the Holy Ghost, it scared me because I didn't like ghosts. But when I got touched by the Holy Spirit and I realized what I had, it changed my life forever. Used to be called being filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, fact is, we're filled with the Holy Spirit. All it amounts to is you recognizing that you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You don't, it's not, it sometimes is a new thing for you, but it's always been there. But when you recognize, and that's what it takes, you've got to recognize that I have God in me. I have the Spirit of God, whatever my age is, I don't care what your age is, when you recognize that God's in your heart, when you recognize that he's there, greater works can you do. You can do everything Jesus ever thought about doing. See, it's the kingdom of God that is inside of you. You have everything there is inside of you. The scripture tells us that you have the fullness of Christ. That's hard to even imagine, to think that everything Jesus did while he walked this earth, I have the ability to do those things. In that same set of scriptures, if you study that, he says, whatever you need, ask. And you can have it. I think it's like the two scriptures after this one. Whatever you need, ask, and I will give it to you. Well, how can he say that? Because he knew that the fullness of Christ will be dropped into you. When he went to heaven and was seated at the right hand of the Father, see, Jesus is in heaven, but yet he's here, and then he sent the Holy Spirit, which is God, inside of everyone that believes. That's what, if you obey me, that's not saying if you don't, I won't be there. That's saying if you love me and you trust me, I'll be in your heart. I never leave you. I never forsake you. Grab a hold of this, folks. Your life will never, ever be the same. Never. Greater works you will do. Ephesians 1:3 says, we have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly realms. Oh, just read that one. Now, if you believe the word, it says what it says. Go to Ephesians, if you will. I'm going to be spending a little time in there. Somebody take your iPad that you're looking at, or somebody take your cell phone, and please program it that whenever I say turn there, it makes noise. A fluff or a something. 1:3, and I've been reading out of the New Living Translation. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. What's it mean, united with Christ? Once you gave your heart to Jesus, once you received him as your Lord and Savior, once you recognize that he died for your sins, all you have to do is know that you're united and know that you have the Holy Spirit inside you. And all these things that you have to know, you have to know. You have to recognize that you've got it and you can use it. In the beginning of this particular Bible, there's a little story about a woman named Hattie Green. Listen to what it says about her. Hattie Green was cheap. In her 30s, she inherited $7 million. She got rolling with a string of great successes in New York Stock Exchange, and then she bought mortgages. And the mortgages that she bought, it says in here, were churches. When they couldn't make the loans, she took over the churches. She was cheap. But you say, well, wait a minute, she's worth $7 million. Listen to what it says. Her nickname was the Witch of Wall Street. Hattie was irritable and smelly. Out of style, dresses were ragged, and it says, and filthy. Co-workers kept their distance. Listen to what it says. Shop owners cringed when she walked through their doors. Then it says she lived in pain 20 years and then was mad because she had to pay $150 for a surgery and wouldn't hardly pay it. Hattie died in 1916 worth $3 billion. Despite her access to almost endless resources, she lived her life in poverty. Why? She didn't know what she had. Listen to me. This is in the beginning of Ephesians. It's just saying, because Ephesians tells you what you have. And they were expressing why. Listen to me. Greater works you can do. Why isn't the body of Christ doing these things? It's because we don't know we have them, or we're walking in such fear, we're afraid when we go pray for somebody or believe for somebody something, it won't happen. It will never happen if we don't step out. It will never happen unless we share the love. Doc shared about the family that's got a wife that's dying of cancer. Our love should be putting our name on the list and one time in the next month take a meal to them. Why? Because that's what's in you. That's what's driving you. That's what's causing you to be who you are. That's what's moving you. You know, without knowing what you've got, you can't do it. I understand that. But now you're going to be responsible. I gotcha. See, we hear this and we've heard this and we've heard this, but you've got to know and you're knower. You've got to know what you've got. And when you know what you got, no one could talk me out of salvation. I know I'm saved. I don't care what you say. I don't care what goes on in my life. It's a guarantee. Everything else is a guarantee. I just have to step out and take what I've had and give it out. And the more I give out, the more will come in. I'll never run dry. Christ says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Well, if that's what he said, that's what he meant. So anything I've got, if I just give it away, he's going to refill me. Did you hear me? You say, well, maybe in finances. I'm just one that I got to have a nest egg. I got to have a little bit of money over here. Oh, really? Who do you trust? See, that's the same with the spiritual gifts inside of you. Who you're not in charge of it. Just give it away. I'll promise you, I guarantee you, whatever you have, financially, emotionally, Doc's choking up here is worth $1 million. He gave away where his heart was at. You won't forget those moments. See, this is where it's at because we've been given. That was Christ coming forth. You're not going to stop Christ if you just say, okay, whatever, Lord, let it happen. It'll get you every time. He will get you every time. Listen to me. Many never find that missing piece. You can go to church. You can go to church all your life. Listen to me. You can go to church all your life, but until you find the Holy Spirit, you're not going to church. Because nothing's moving. I've been born again since I was 12 years old. I knew about Jesus. I knew he died, and I knew he rose from the dead, but I never knew he lived here. And once I had that revelation, I can remember the day that it happened. It was like, I didn't have much knowledge, but I knew something was different inside me because I knew the resources that I needed was here. And everybody I come in contact with, there's reasons. I had just a small example of it yesterday morning. We had, I think, 6 guys showed up for prayer, and we prayed, and we were all getting ready to leave, and Raymond went out and got in his car, and it went click, click, click. Now, what I love to do on my Saturday morning is I get up early. Don't like to get up, but I get up, and I come here, and then I pray with the guys, and then I go in my easy chair and lean back and fall back asleep with Teddy on my chest. That's for about a half hour, and then I get going again. Raymond interrupted my routine. But it was the Holy Spirit that was interrupting my routine. And I'm so thankful that I was interrupted because I got to spend a little bit of time with someone that I love. And there was a reason for what took place. And it didn't cost nobody anything because his battery wasn't bad. We just had a bad connection. And we figured it out and we got it fixed. And hallelujah, he was on his way. It was just God had another plan. Now, if I had not recognized that the Holy Spirit lived in me, I would have said, see you later, Raymond. Good luck. Come on, we're pretty hard people. But see, when you know the voice of God, when you know I never knew the voice of God until I knew I had him. And once I knew I had him, then I thought, well, I thought all along that was my conscience. Well, my conscience got changed when I got born again. It's full of the Holy Ghost. And I'm hearing those things to do. I'm hearing those things not to do. So we took the battery out, and we ran it up, and we checked it, and it was good. So we brought it back, and then we cleaned the post, and we found out that the other post that we didn't clean was bad. And when we put it together, he got in the car. Vroom. That was all the Holy Spirit. You say, well, what? Anybody could have done that. Well, I know it. But God assigned me to be with Raymond, and Raymond to be with me. You say, well, that's not deep. If God told me to do it, it's deep. Come on. Everyone we run into, everyone, if we pay attention to what we're doing, God is in the midst of it, folks. He is. I don't want to be left out. I don't want to be left out of the simplest thing. I don't want to get to the place. Colossians 1:3 says, he has received us from the kingdom of darkness. Now, if you paid attention to the songs, we talked about that a little bit. Listen, the Spirit of God, the light of God, has took over your life. You've been transferred from the dark life to a life that is so full of light that we don't know what to do with it. I mean, all we got to do is just relax in him and love him, and he will direct everything that goes on in our life. He'll give you exactly what you need. He'll direct every part. Are you all with me? He'll direct every, I don't care what your age is here. He'll direct every part of your life, even those areas, listen, even those areas where he says, forgive. Let it go. Let me have that person. Quit trying to carry this something you cannot carry. Get back to the joy of the Lord. It's your strength. Get back to knowing that I'm directing you. Get back to let me use you. Maybe you're being abused by a person. Maybe you're being talked about by a person. You can't fix it. Maybe God's allowing it so you will grow and hear his voice more. Because he's the only peace you're going to have. It's Christ. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. God is so good. In Luke 12:31, in the New Living Translation, it says, seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. Ooh, that's big. Everything you need. Whatever job you need. Whatever friends you need. But what if I lose a friend? God knew it. Everything's seasonal. We used to run around out of Doc's farm, all the leadership. It was just like, that was just a time of our life. It's kind of like the group that was in charge this morning singing. That's kind of what they're doing now. They all swim together. They all run together. They all go to things together. They're getting ready to bunch of them to go on vacation together. That's God's assigning that right now, because they're drawn from each other and they're growing in the Lord and they are moving on with the Father. They're following this. See, the more you run with God, the more you run with godly people, the more you get rubbed off, and they'll find that on their vacation. You know, it's kind of like, everybody hang on over there that's going. It's all good, because that's what you want. You're going to find out how different everybody is, but that makes you grow in the Lord. You're going to hear God's voice. Lover from a distance, but lover. Yo. Go to Ephesians 1:15. Paul was praying for the body of Christ. I'm going to read it out of here. He says, ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, listen to what he says. I have not stopped thinking of you. I pray for you constantly. Listen to what it says. Asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom. Amen. There is nothing more we need than that right there. Now, I can't have spiritual wisdom if I don't recognize I've got millions in my bank. And I'm talking about spiritually millions. You've got everything you need, but you have to have spiritual wisdom on what to do with it. And you can only get that spiritual wisdom by the Father that lives inside of you that's going to give you that wisdom. He is our source. See, he's just plainly laying out in these scriptures that you've got it. Now, I want to give you wisdom with that you've got. Because we can all, you know, you've all met them people that first get born again and they're literally bouncing off the walls. They're obnoxious. They love God, but they're just obnoxious and they're just crazy. And you know they love God, but you just wish they'd go in a room and settle down. Now, we don't want to get cold, but you want to get a little balance in what you got here. You need to get saved. No, you don't go that way. You love them. You're going to hell. No, you need to love them. Just because you recognize you was going to hell don't mean I'm not already taken care of. That's why I have trouble with the witnesses that one time I walked out of Busch Stadium and a guy was telling me that I was going to hell. And it made me so mad. See, I hadn't grown past being mad. How dare you tell me I'm going to hell? I know I'm saved. Don't you stand there. What kind of witness are you? When you see him, you want to walk across the street and go around the block. See, you got to have wisdom with what you got. And when you get wisdom, then you can recognize, I got something, and I can get anybody I want to get saved. I just got to listen to God. See, lots of times we get people on our heart, and we try to do it our way. We're supposed to do it His way. Sometimes you're supposed to be what they are for a while. Now, I'm not talking getting into sin. I'm talking about coming down to their level and accepting them how they are. Quit trying to change them. You just be a light in the darkness. That's what you are. You're a light in the darkness. The songs were so appropriate today. When I seen that, and I went, wow, that's where I'm headed. And I text Jeff, and I said, yes. The songs you got is exactly where I'm going today. And then he said, what kind of song would you like at the last? And I said, well, here's where I'm teaching out of. And it was exactly, I didn't know it till later. It's exactly what he had sent over, what do you call that thing that we're, social media thing, internet. I'm learning. I hear my phone go ding, and I just push the button. That's good. I don't know how to respond or anything yet, but it's good. Come on. God is a good God. Verse 18 there, it goes on and it says, let's go down. 18 says, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with the light so that you can understand the confident hope. Hope is what? Positive expectation of good is the definition for this hope. That confident, you are confident of that positive expectation of hope. See, when I get wisdom, spiritual wisdom, then I recognize there's hope. For no matter what I'm going through, or no matter what are around me or what's took place in my life, it's okay. So you got to grab this. You've got to come to that place of going, it's okay. We were honoring the young people, and then we started honoring these people that are retiring. And I'm going, wait a minute. I got 20 years in the coal mines, and I got 30 years pastoring. But it's not in the contract for me. So I have to keep my hope up. Somebody the other day said to me, shouldn't you be retiring? And I said, no, I don't have a retirement plan. I found something that keeps energizing me. I found something that's directing me and guiding me. I found something that's going to keep me going as long as I'm supposed to go. I've said it here, and I got to be careful with this. I would just soon be right here when it's time for me to quit and fall over. And don't you revive me. Come on. We've got everything we need. But we've got to get a handle. We got it. This gal that was in, this little gal I was talking about, she had 7 million back in those days. Now, and then when she died in 1916, she was worth, nobody even said the word billion in 1916. Right now, you can't even retire with $1 million. But she never spent it. She never spent it. It got green and moldy. I want to spend what I got. I want to take a chance with the gift of the Spirit. I want to take a chance laying hands on people. I want to take a chance praying for people and loving people. I want to take a chance allowing what's in me. I may miss it, but I may get it. Could you imagine if he said for you to go over and just touch someone on the shoulder and just under your breath say, Lord, bless them, and all of a sudden it changed their life forever? No, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Because you've got it. And if he tells you to do it, do it. It's kind of like when you're in Walmart and you see somebody in the distance that you don't really want to talk to. Who are you following now? When I turn around and act like I was looking at something else. Fear? Not faith. Come on. See, God is with us all of the time. Get that revelation. Get that revelation. He's with us all of the time. It goes on in the scripture. It goes on and it says, it said, understand the confident hope he has given those he called, the holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Grab that. I've got a thousand on a thousand hills. I've got any financial, it's taken care of. It's going to be covered. Whatever comes up will be covered. Whatever comes up will be taken care of. God has a way of doing what God's got to do. He will, but we got to know we've got it. It goes on and says, I also pray that you understand incredibly greatness of God's power. Incredible greatness of God's power. Where is that power? It's inside you and I. Because I can do greater works. How could I do it without him? How could I accomplish? How could I have the power that it takes? You can't face those situations and circumstances without him. That I say that a lot to people. How could we do it without him? We can't. And it's so easy to get to that place. Just, we can't. I can't get there. We can't. It won't happen. God's got this. The scripture goes on. I read this. It says, this is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in place of honor in God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority, or power, or leader, or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under his authority of Christ. Now listen. And has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. Now listen. And the church is his body. You and I have the same authority over the demonic forces that he had. If you feel like you, if you come into like your home and you feel uneasy, or you go into a situation and you feel that uneasiness, that's usually a wrong spirit. And folks, have you not recognized that there's a wrong spirit trying to attack all the churches right now? Not just this one. We're not out here by ourselves fighting right now. But see, we're winning right now. But there's still a spirit that's been assigned to this church from day one. Our place is to come into that authority. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit that's trying to pull down Grace Church. And stay there and stand on that and know you have authority. I bind that spirit that's trying to bring cancer on some of our people at our church. I break that in the name of Jesus. The list goes on and on and on of things that you sense. Take authority over it. You have the same power. What if your prayer is the one that fixes it? We've got to be at that place. We got to recognize if there's strife in your household, come against that strife in the name of Jesus. You have authority. Jesus cast out demons all the time. The one little one was rolling in the fire and he cast it out. The one in the gravesite had a legion of demons and he just said, leave. Shut up. I got the same thing. You've got the same authority. We've got that. But see, it's no different than any other thing that you've got from him. We got to know we've got it. It's like we've wrote that off. But you got to know you have the Holy Spirit for all this to work. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray in tongues. You don't have to. But it sure is nice to do what the scripture says. And come to that place and let it overflow. See, then you know. And then when you pray, you don't get yourself in the way. It's locked in with him. If you don't, it's okay. You still got the Holy Spirit. You're still full. You're still listening. You still can do everything he did. Did you hear me? He's got everything set for us. See, God wants to use you, people. You know, we got a helps meeting coming up the first, and I want to encourage everybody to come because we have got places for everybody to be involved. If it's just going, not just, if it's going in the back and praying, if it's walking the halls and praying, if it's helping us in the bus ministry. Right now, we are way short-handed in everything in this church. We need people driving the buses. We need people door greeting. We need people in security. We need people It, anything helps is everything. Knowing what you've got here, just take that nudge and come to the meeting. Then take that nudge and sign up to help do something. Then watch the Holy Spirit take that nudge and make you the best door greeter or the best usher or the best bus driver. You can't imagine the blessing you could be just driving the bus and picking up Tony back here. Tony, wave at me. Never misses. Here every Sunday. Why? Because somebody here has the anointing to take the bus and drive over and pick Tony up and pick Eugene up right here. They couldn't get here without that grace and that anointing. That's by following this that we've got. Listen, it's in you. I don't care where you go, it's not going to leave you. I don't care if you're off in sin. I'm sorry, he's still there. He didn't just step off and let you do your thing. He's with you, suffering along with you. Come on, come on.
That's right.
I love the Holy Spirit. That is my best topic. I love the Holy Spirit because I know what it did to my life. It changed me forever when I knew that I had him. Sometimes being a pastor is very, very, I can't go there. Very lonely. You say, well, Pastor, you know everybody. No. No, you don't understand. You carry things that nobody carries. You don't, that just because that's part of your job. But without the Holy Spirit, I couldn't do it. If I set the Holy Spirit aside and didn't know I had him, I'd have quit. I'd have quit 29 years ago. Come on. But see, when you got him, when you know you got him, because you got him, when you know you've got him, then you know where to go the next step. And when you miss it, and you will, he'll get you back on track real quick. No condemnation, just no. This is what I wanted you to do. Follow that, lead that. And here, this is where I need you for a short season, but I need you there. So follow that, and I'll grace you for that. And go over there and just hug that person. That they need a hug. Don't do anything else. Keep your mouth shut. You'll mess it up. Just go hug them. Oh, yeah. You're there in Ephesians. For me, I don't even have to flip over. Ephesians 3. I love this scripture. Verse 10 and 11. It says, God's purpose in all of this was to use the church to display his wisdom. New Living Translation. This is an awesome scripture. God's purpose in all his was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in heavenly places. This is his eternal plan, which he called out through Christ Jesus our Lord. He wants to show off. That's really a pretty easy way to say it. He is so hungry to show himself off to the world and show them who really. And folks, does anybody recognize that we are winding down? The sin is abounding. But where sin abounds, the Bible says that grace much more abounds. That means he's going to use every one of you. You just have to know you got it and be ready. I love them. People like the Kings here that have got a business now where people come and go. They have people come and go. Heathens and saved ones come in to get coffee. Yeah, you can be saved and drink coffee. They just said we encourage the saved to drink coffee. Come on. But they're going to cross the paths of multiple hundreds of people, and they got to know what they got inside. And they got to bring the joy of the Lord. And they got to be friendly. They got to be happy. They've got to. Sometimes you even have to put on not what you are in the flesh, but what he is all the time. And allow. I go around the room, the barbershop. They're not here right now. They're witnessing probably, who knows. I know Brad, he can't get by without doing it. Why? Because that's what's in you. Bradley Bernard's here, and he's, my gosh, has he grown up. you know, we knew him. How many years has it been, Bradley?
5 years.
5 years. Your father died 5 years ago?
Yes.
So he had to take a new role on. Guess who gave him the power to do that? The Holy Spirit. God wasn't surprised about things that happen in our lives. He's not ever surprised. He just says, I give you all you need. But Lord, I don't hear your voice. Yes, you do. Quit trying to make it so hard. You know, when I would do that, oh, God, talk to me. You know, the only thing I'd think about, my fists are clenched and my eyes are.
Yes.
Just chill. Just be you. Just do the next right thing. And as you do the next right thing, you'll start recognizing that right thing is what was told me to do here. And then the next thing you do that's right is told you to do in here. And then pretty soon, you can start throughout the day doing more of those next things that you hear right here. And you follow. But you got to, let's back on up. You got to know you got it. You got to know you got all the wealth you need. You got to know you got all the healing you need. You got to know that you've got the power to pull somebody out of the dead. Except now I've told Doc, don't save me if I go down here preaching. Connie keeps telling me, don't say that, Connie. You're forewarned, everybody. Well, what a greater way to go than being doing what God's got you doing, following the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's in any of your lives. Come on. God is, Betty Berger, Connie's related to the Tyndalls, Mike's sister. She was dancing at a wedding reception. I mean, kicking it up, having a ball when she went out. What a way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of going out sick, going out dancing.
Yeah.
Get down. Come on, let's go. Come on. But you gotta chill, like Monica just said. You got to chill in your life and just enjoy this. And just know he's going to direct you. And know you're going to mess up, but know he don't care if you mess up. And just start loving God and start loving people. And just don't try to make anybody like you, please. Let God be the maker.
Amen.
Let God be the one that can take that cup that he's designing or whatever. And if he's not happy, he'll just wad it up and he'll spin you again. Come on, he can fix us, but we got to get out of the way. Those people have hurt you. Well, they've hurt me, and they've got it coming. They'll probably get closer to God than you because you're walking in unforgiveness, and they didn't even know they did it. Come on. Come on. In Psalms 18:28, it says, my God lights up my darkness. Once I lived in darkness, now I live in light. I want the team to come up. And Neil, where are you at? Neil, can we do the song that Jen led? Can you guys do that one?
Which one?
The one that Jen led. I can't think of the name of it.
Yes.
Great all your art, Lord. Let's pay attention to the words of this. Allow the Holy Spirit, while they're coming up, listen. Everybody stand up with me. You say, wow, you guys, you're really changing things around church service-wise. That's okay. Change is good. Get out of your religious rut. Allow, not the team. Listen, if you're looking to the team to get blessed, you're looking to the wrong source. Allow the Holy Spirit that lives in you to speak to your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit that's in you, bring out the things in this song that need to touch your heart. And know that Christ lives in you. He is the hope of glory. And then I'll close out when we get done. Go ahead, guys.
You give life, you are love, bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring life.
Saying, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, but he will not bring up things that happened in the past that hurt. He will not put condemnation on you. He will only take you to the future. And Father, we thank you tonight Today, we thank you, Lord, that you live in us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you direct, you guide us. You never forsake us. You're always with us. Thank you, Father, that you're taking us from glory to glory. And we give you all the praise this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. If you need prayer for anything, we'll be up front.